Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. We are all slaves to the fact that our mobile devices, take a while to charge, right? And they don't have the kind of capacity we want. And you know, honestly, while it would be great to have batteries that have higher capacity, I think the reality is they probably won't. And, and we need to work on ways of either reducing the consumption of power that our mobile devices have, or maybe charging them quicker, right? If it took me 30 seconds to charge my phone, right, then maybe that would be okay, right? If in fact that the battery doesn't last as long as it should, if I can charge it real quick, then it doesn't really matter. We're not there yet, right? But I keep hearing about technologies that might improve that somehow. There's the Samsung Quick Charge or whatever that partially charges the phone in 15 minutes or whatever. But it would be great if like in 10 minutes the phone could be charged, fully charged. And the reason why that's not the case today is because most chargers do like a trickle charge to the device because they don't want to blow up the battery, even though the risk of that is probably pretty low even if they were to increase the power going to the batteries, but they don't want to run the risk, and so they don't do that. But there is a chip that has been developed that is relatively small that could actually make it possible to charge your phone in 10 minutes. That would be kind of cool. But I've been hearing about different battery technologies and different chargers and whatever for years and years and years now, and none of them has been really widespread adopted, right, or made available, right? So this is a problem, and I guess we're waiting. I guess the rest of the industry is waiting for the thing that's gonna be like widely adopted and solved. I mean, that's probably why Apple doesn't have any of that technology in its phones yet, because they're still trying to sort out what the actual technology is going to be, and all the ones that are out there are maybe not perfect. So Apple's going to wait for things to sort of settle down, and whether it's wireless charging or some technology like this that allows the existing form factor to be for the phone to be charged and 10 minutes or whatever. I mean, that would be awesome. But until these things are widely deployed, I mean, it's just a lot of news that is not news I can use. As the saying goes. So I'm looking forward to some technology like this that would allow me to charge my phone faster or have it store more or whatever, right? Something that improves the length of time that I can use my device without having it tethered while it charges. This is something it's a first world problem, as the saying goes. Although, actually, in some parts of the world, it's not really a first world problem. It's they don't have access to power, right? Reliable basis, and so for them, quickly charging the phone might could actually be a good thing. But they're not necessarily talking about smartphones at that point. They're talking about phones that could maybe last for days on a charge. The typical feature phone, as we called them, or dumb phone, if you want to go down that road. But anyway, hopefully one of these technologies, whether it be this one that I'm going to link in the show notes or another one of the hundreds of ones that have been talked about over the last several years, something improve our battery life or improve our charging, something. I don't care what at this point, just something needs to happen to make that a reality, and whatever it is. And I'm less concerned about which particular version of the technology is going to win. I just want one to win so that all of our devices can be better charged to handle what we're throwing at them or what we're expecting them to do. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.